Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 16.
Thanks for watching and listening to Table Talk. And we're sharing from the Word of God about the mind, the carnal mind, the godly mind. And how do you get that godly mind? Well, the Bible talks about setting your affections above. Above what? Above, you know, the roof or above the stars? No. Above, in heaven, godly things that we need in our lives. It'll lead us, guide us, and direct us. Talking about looking up, a thought just came into my mind. One of Dr. Summerall's stories is that in the early days of the mission trips, not a whole lot of airplanes, and so a whole lot of it was done by ship. And so back in the day, there weren't a whole lot of cabin cruisers going around the world. Not a whole lot of luxury liners. And so the best way and the cheapest way was to sign on a freighter. And the freighter always had anywhere between two and maybe as many as six rooms available that they would rent out as passengers. And it was absolutely no frills. And besides that, there was no entertainment. There's nothing. You just got meals. And that's all you got. But that was the cheapest way to go across the ocean. And so as a young man, that's what he did. And so one time, late at night after dinner, he got into a lengthy conversation with the captain of the ship. And the captain of the ship talked about the glories of sailing and the glories of the stars. And finally, the captain of the ship said, "See those stars up there?" Well, Lester Summers said, "Yeah, I see them." He said, "Those are my gods." And Lester Summerall looked at the man and said, "I'll have you know that my God made your gods." And that was the end of the discussion. And a lot of times we have gods that are so small. We have gods that are so containable. We can put them in a box. We can make it convenient. We can pull that box out anytime we want to, and all of a sudden we have instant God. But we need him in our lives all the time, and he is bigger than you, bigger than your ambition, bigger than your ability, bigger than your biggest dream. He is big because he is God and created everything. In the first chapter of Genesis, the second chapter of Genesis, it talks about, "And God said, and so it was, and God said, and so it was. And God said, and so it was. For 6 days, the seventh day, he rested. And at the end of every single one of those days, he said, he looked and he saw, and it was good." And so Creator God, he saw it all, and he said it was good. He looked at humanity after the redemption by his son Jesus, and he said, "It's good. It's a good thing. You are cleaned by the blood of the Lamb, the Son of God. But beyond that, you need some scrubbing and washing on the thing called the mind, where the devil likes to attack people and puts thoughts and ideas into that head of yours. You need deliverance from and the Word of God from." And so a couple of scriptures like to go with Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Isaiah 26 and verse 3, where the word says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee." He trusts in you. Trust in God. He will keep you in perfect peace, the one whose mind is focused on God, not scattered, but focused on God, because he trusts in him. Trust in God. You know, we have the money that says, "In God we trust." Well, some do and a whole lot don't. But you got to trust in God for everything. Not some things, but in everything. Then one more scripture, Philippians 4. Philippians 4 and 8, the Bible says this, "Finally, my brethren," and of course the Apostle Paul speaking here and talking to brothers and sisters in the church of Philippi, and to all of us generations later, he's speaking to us today from the Word of God. And he says this, "Finally, men and women, whatsoever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatsoever is of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Wow. So you don't have to think evil. You don't have to consume the stuff of the world. There are plenty of good things to think about. And the point is this, that sometimes when you, and the Bible talks about this, Jesus talked about this, when you sweep a house clean of all evil activity, but leave it empty, the evil comes back and brings many more times evil with him. Aha. And so instead of just getting rid of the evil out of your spirit and out of your mind, you better fill it with something. And here in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, we have a solution. What do we fill it with? We fill it with honesty, justice, purity, whatever is lovely, whatever is a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And when you take a look at all those things that are mentioned in the Word of God, that's a whole lot to meditate on. That's a whole lot to praise God about. That's a whole lot to redirect our thinking in that direction so that we don't have time for the nonsense of the world. And I'm not saying you become so religious that nobody wants to be around you. No, not at all. You know, just look at the life of Jesus. He was invited to parties. Jesus was invited to dinners. Jesus was invited to all kinds of gatherings, all kinds, at births and at funerals. At births, he blessed the little ones, and at deaths, he rose them from the grave. I mean, people wanted Jesus to show up at their thing. From the poor to the very rich, they wanted him to come and participate in their life, including weddings. And so Jesus, he didn't lack solemn and ugly and nasty and, you know, tell people you're going to go to hell and you're not right and you're not going to get in there. No, that wasn't Jesus at all. Everything he said and did was wrapped in the love of God. And as children of God, we could do the same, say the same, live the same, be the same. Every single thing we do could be wrapped up in the love of God. And so how do you do that? Getting your heart right and working on this thing right here called your mind and fill it with the good and think on these things. Philippians 4 and verse 8, a great, powerful scripture. I want to thank you for watching and thank you for listening to Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.